B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, there's something in the air. You know, it's supposed to be 2022. Here we go. Woo! We're off to a great start.
Yes.
But we don't want to jinx it.
I know.
We can't do that.
But we also have to be real at the same time.
Yes.
And honest.
Yes. And you know what we're just getting into is Mercury retrograde. I love to be able to talk to you about that.
Absolutely.
The guys I work with roll their eyes when I say that. Mm-hmm. But that's just like this astrological phenomenon when the planet of Mercury is traveling backwards. So it's a time to reconnect, anything with the letters R-E in mm-hmm. front of it.
Interesting.
So regroup, replan, I don't know. But it's definitely not a time to start new things. It's a time for looking into the past.
I've always read that. I was always told that by many people. It's kind of like, okay, if you need to readdress an argument or, you know, things could potentially be off sometimes.
Right.
And so I've always heard that, yeah. Right now is intense.
Yes, very intense. And
don't sign
also,
a new contract right now.
100%. I just wanted to get mine out of the way because I was just like, oh, I won't negotiate with you. I'll just sign it because
here,
Mercury retrogrades next week.
Go ahead. Take advantage of me. Go ahead.
Totally. So I know that this is a crazy time. It's also like miscommunications.
Yes.
Missed planes.
Yes.
Delay in travel.
Right.
Everything can get screwed up. It's like a deck of cards that's been thrown into the air. Something weird, like even though Mercury retrograde didn't start until Friday, I was feeling the effects earlier in the week because I was taking a trip down memory lane. Mm-hmm. What I'm about to tell you is a very strange thing that I did. I pulled out my old wedding video from 2000.
Wow.
That's easy to remember, right?
And you intentionally pulled it out or did it come up on like on your feed or something?
No. I don't even know that feeds were a thing back then, Meredith.
Sorry, sometimes feeds like weird things to like ex-boyfriends or something. That's why I had to ask.
No. Okay, so here's a crazy thing. I just had been like in my mind, I'd been thinking for a while, I have never heard my dad's voice. I've seen plenty of photos of him since he's passed almost six years ago, but I have not heard his voice. I have not seen a video clip, nothing like that. And really the only video clips that we have of him are like wedding videos.
Yeah.
So I said, this is something that I've been wanting to do in my head. I'm like, I think I'm prepared for it. I think I can do this now. I never wanted to before. And by the way, this is another weird thing that happened. When he passed, a chunk of my voicemails disappeared. And that whole chunk of photos from that whole like 2 months, like my heaviest grief period, they evaporated.
What?
And then my phone messages from him evaporated. Like it was the weirdest thing. So my text messages evaporated.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's almost like
eliminating.
Yeah. Like technology knew my heart couldn't take it
right.
and just sucked them into the vortex of whatever.
Jeez. Wow.
So I've never looked at any of that or listened to it. Doug happened to get our VCR fixed because he was looking for footage of his own from something from high school. And he found his stuff. I found my stuff. I was like, can I watch my wedding video? Well, here's the big thing. I wanted to watch it with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't going to daughters, but Daviana doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
But I wasn't going to do it in a way that she would see me
with.
Right. With my ex-husband.
Right, with somebody else, and it might be confusing. You would you're there. That's what you're a parent. You'd be like, hey, listen, this is what mommy's past is, but look how beautiful she is.
Right.
And then you bring up other family members.
Exactly. So that's what we did, and we did that on Sunday, and I was like, you know, it was hard to watch my dad because he gave a speech, so I listened to his voice. Yeah. I hadn't heard it in so long.
Is it exactly
like in my dreams.
How you remembered it?
Yes.
Okay,
it's like
perfect.
We didn't miss a beat.
Okay, good.
And then we did our first dance. I'll show it to you on my phone. But it was so funny because my daughter's like watching the video and she's like, who's that? I said, that's Grandpa Rob. That's your grandpa. She's like, oh, and who's your prince? Because she could see him like lurking in the background, you know, standing there when
course.
You do the father-daughter dance. So it was really funny. I don't know. Some people might think that's a little bit strange to expose your child to that. But I used it as an opportunity to say, look, Daddy and I, you know, this is something that happens in life. People do sometimes get married. They sometimes don't stay together. And that worked out really well for you and your sister because here you are because Daddy and I met and we fell in love.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, I think that that's great. And you're there to explain the whole thing. She had any questions or anything like that. And then it, later down the line, she might have more questions or she brings it up. You're always going to be there to be able to explain it to her.
Right, right. Right. And it's very normal to her, because then when she's 12 and she hears mommy and daddy were both married before. Mm-hmm. Or like my mom, her mother was married. This is back in the old days. Her mother had a first marriage.
Wow. Okay.
And my mom didn't find out about it until my mom was like 20 years old. And
wow.
She almost fell off her chair when she heard.
Yeah. See, because back in the day, it was like, oh,
yes.
It's very hush hush.
Taboo.
And, oh my goodness. You couldn't even bring it up. You hide it from everybody because it's almost like a murder.
Right.
You know, it's just like, well, you just don't bring it up. But today, I mean, what, over 50% of all marriages end in divorce, if not more these days.
Exactly.
And so I feel like, yeah, having an honest conversation with your child about your past, and especially something that's very sentimental, and bringing up grandpa is always great.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had a good time with that. But I have to tell you this, Meredith, watching this video, and I know I'm a little bit older than you. Well, I'm older than you. I'm probably a lot.
I think you're just a little bit older.
I think I'm a lot older than you.
No, you're not.
But in looking back at this video, and this was, you know, this was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And seeing all the people who were at my wedding.
Yeah.
And because it was like one of those big weddings,
yes.
Your first wedding. Well, you've had a
of course,
first wedding.
Princess. Well, a princess
you,
wedding.
Yes. You invited everyone you knew.
Of course.
And everyone your parents knew. And to see people 20 years later and know what's going on with this person's life or that person's life. This person's gone. This person was a baby here, but they're grown up now.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Oh,
I was
sad.
So like,
oh, man.
Like the seeing my dad part was less sad. That was just like. Exactly what I thought it was, hoped it would be.
Probably filled your heart with some joy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then like seeing like just the passage of time made me.
It's
like,
quick.
Yeah.
In a blink of an eye. Everybody's
yes.
older. So many people have passed. The loss of connection.
100%.
How many people you don't even know anymore, or you're just Facebook friends,
yes.
or just see on IG and you never talk to them, but you know that they have kids because you saw them on,
right.
on socials do everything.
Right.
Yeah. The loss of your friendships or people that you look back, why did I even invite that person?
Yeah.
There's a mixed bag of emotions.
Right. And a lot of it too is like, wow, I invited that person. They were so important to me then to be there, but I haven't done a good job of upkeep with our friendship, and I do care about them.
Yes.
But life is just so busy. But it was just the other thing too is I think of myself as, oh yeah, I was married before. I had a first marriage before Doug and the kids, but that was a lifetime ago.
I know.
And I
know.
Think of it as like my adult life. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And you just realize we're going to blink and our kids are going to be
grown
yeah.
and getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. It kind of makes you want to, I mean, you hear stories about this and they're like, oh, you know, you have to hone into every moment of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, it's like, please get your butt into bed because I'm done with my day
right.
with you. And it's exhausting. But then you go through these experiences of, you know, reliving a big memorable moment or just realizing how fast time just slips by, you know what I mean? But those are the moments you really need to grab onto because you don't feel that all day, every day. And that's why, you know, you let
yeah.
little things bother you and all
right.
that stuff. I mean, who doesn't? I'm the exact same way. But yeah, you realize, man, maybe I do need to hug my kid a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Maybe I should listen to their little story that they keep telling me over and over and over again.
Right.
You know, maybe you should, but yeah, it's crazy looking back at old wedding videos or videos when we were kids, you know, videotaping in the house and stuff like that. It's very interesting to see your parents so much younger.
I know.
At the same time.
I know that hurts your heart, too, because
yeah.
you're like, oh, my gosh.
Because when I think of my mom, even to this day, just thinking about her, I know she's older now and
yeah.
I know what she looks like now. But when I think of my mom just like on the spur of the moment, I envision her like 40,
right.
45.
Right.
I always see her as that, like that glamour shot,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the day
mm-hmm.
when you would go to the mall.
Totally.
And I always think of her as that. I don't think of her necessarily as, you know, today. And that's not to be rude or anything.
No.
It's just, you know, that's me growing up and looking at my mom.
Right. And that's just what you project onto her when you see her. Yeah.
Blink of an eye, I go visit my mom and things are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is so crazy.
I know.
Did it make you feel good listening to your dad's voice and
oh.
seeing him and all that stuff?
Oh, I loved that. I loved that. And then it just like, I mean, he just said the sweetest thing. Like he was talking about what a nice family my ex-husband had, oh. you know, but husband at the time. And
yeah.
he's like, and Roxanne... Like, and the whole crowd chuckled because it was almost like, or he goes, now Roxanne, like now Roxanne on the other hand is
yeah.
a wild ass bitch. You know? that's like kind of the sentiment of it, like
oh
for the pause.
God,
but then he's so like,
good.
Is the love of my life.
Oh.
And he's like, and Angela too, my sister too. So it was just, It was just totally my dad. It was exactly like it makes me feel that he's still here. And to your point about enjoying this time with our little babies, like Daviana, you know, I'm so tired last night and she starts crying. I'm like, I need to go in there. I'm trying to get her just to, she's going through a little crying stage. I'm trying to get her into back to her self-soothe thing. And I just go in there and I come in. She's like, Mama. And she pats the bed because she wants me to climb in the crib with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to climb in the crib with her because it's not going to go on forever.
You know, you could overanalyze and overthink all you want. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you just want to.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's why you have kids.
Sometimes you just do want to hug. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes I do want to lay in here. And you know what? The one time may not regress everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's good to have that quality time with your kids. I do want to say two things. One, I love this story, learning more about you and your past. And it's also nice talking about growth because I love that you are open enough to talk to your daughter about this, about divorce. It's reality. And I hope not everybody goes through it. Not everybody will, but not just that, but their friends are going to have, you know, people that they know. They're going to grow up and it is a part of the conversation. And I think the earlier when they can understand it, the better, not only for you, but also understanding about different relationships in the future. And I think it's very healthy. So I commend you for doing that because I feel like a lot of people are scared to have those conversations.
Right. And I think now that you're saying this, this makes me feel even better because not that divorce is at all taboo now. Like you said, 50% of people do it, I think is still the statistic. And I remember when I was a kid, my parents got divorced and I felt weird. And so
the weird, odd kid.
Right. Yep. And so now when they have friends whose parents get divorced, then they're going to be able to be like, this is not that big of a deal.
It's just a part of their life story, part of their process, something that they needed to do.
Yes.
Exactly. And I was a product of divorce as well. My parents split up and they divorced when I was 3 years old. So I know nothing.
So you know nothing.
I know nothing but that kind of thing. So. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that that's great. And it almost makes me want to go ahead and have that conversation with my daughter because, you know, I never thought about it. But, you know, a couple of her friends, you know, when we go to birthday parties and stuff like that, it's just one parent because of the divorce or they're not living together because they're divorced. And I should really have that conversation. So I feel like I'm happy that you brought this up and you shared your story. Seriously, it's great.
Aww,
I think it's
a
very positive thing for sure.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.